This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The coach of the New York Knicks, basketball legend Isaiah Thomas, is guilty of sexually harassing a top team executive. A New York jury today convicted Thomas of making unwanted advances and verbally insulting Anuka Brown Sanders. Thomas appeared outside the courthouse minutes after the ruling.
I am innocent, and I did not do the things that she accused me in this courtroom of doing. I will appeal this. And I remain confident in the man that I am and what I stand for and the family that I have. Thank you.
Anuka Brown Sanders had sued for $10 million, but the jury also ruled that Isaiah Thomas doesn't have to pay her. Madison Square Garden, where they both worked, will have to pay. We're joined now by NPR's Mike Pesca from New York. And Mike, you've been following this case. What happened?
Well, what happened today was that the jury came back and there were nine things that they had to decide. They were able to make a decision on eight of them. And what they decided was that MSG, which was Anuka Brown Sanders' corporate employer, was guilty of sexual harassment. They said that, well, we shouldn't say guilty, liable for sexual harassment. They said that Isaiah Thomas, the Knicks coach, also sexually harassed Anuka Brown Sanders. What they could not decide is, should Isaiah Thomas, because of the harassment, pay? They did decide that the MSG retaliated against Anuka Brown Sanders, and as a result, they should pay, and punitive damages are still to be decided. They'll be decided by this jury. Sanders is asking for up to $10 million.
Now, Mike, this was a juicy tabloid story, especially in New York. What were some of the allegations that came out in court?
Yeah, juicy, tawdry, dispiriting. Take your pick of adjectives. There were, in court, there was language that could not be used even in semi-respectable tabloids. So I don't even know if the people of New York got that accurate a depiction of some of the things that Anuka Brown Sanders said was said to her. But she was called all manner of words, and there was unwanted sexual come-ons. At one point, Isaiah Thomas said to Anuka Brown Sanders, "You know why we don't get along? Because it's just like that movie Love and Basketball." Meaning, I guess, implying that there was some sexual tension between them that Anuka Brown Sanders did not appreciate, that Isaiah Thomas denied, but today that the jury said was enough to constitute sexual harassment.
So was this verdict expected, given all this testimony?
Well, the expected part was going into today, it was very much expected, because the items that the jury was deadlocked on, you'd only deadlock if you agreed that there was sexual harassment. They were deadlocked on, should we be telling him to pay for sexual harassment. So they wouldn't deadlock on that unless they thought there was harassment. But during the course of the trial, some courtroom observers, let me use that phrase, they thought that there were a lot of kind of headlines to be made, but they weren't sure that Sanders' attorney was laying out the case in an easy-to-follow way. But in what often happens is that the jury does that job for themselves, and there was enough there. There was enough kind of disgusting or dispiriting stuff about Knicks players having sex with interns and about things that were said to Anuka Brown Sanders. There was enough there for the jury to think that it constituted harassment.
Okay, quickly, Mike. Isaiah Thomas, he's been idolized for his play in college and in the NBA, but his coach, the Knicks haven't done very well. So will he keep his job?
In a statement, they said that, you know, MSG said that we believe in Isaiah Thomas. We thought the jury acted wrong. The normal operations of Madison Square Garden, the Knicks, will continue unabated. He is still in his job as Knicks coach and the president of basketball operations. And to fire him from, well, up to this point, if they had fired from his job, it would look really bad in the eyes of the jury. But no one is actually suggesting that because of his verdict, James Dolan, who's the president of Knicks, is going to turn around and fire Isaiah Thomas. They're stuck together.
Okay, thank you. NPR's Mike Pesca in New York.